This update brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all of your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Three individuals sustained injuries in a collision in Huron County on Tuesday, with alcohol suspected as a contributing factor, according to a statement from the Bad Axe Police Department. The call came in to Huron Central Dispatch at approximately 5:55 p.m. on April 30th, reporting the incident at the intersection of Nugent and Sand Beach Roads. Responding to the scene were Bad Axe Police, along with Bad Axe Fire Department and Central Huron Ambulance. Officer Hustling, heading the investigation, detailed that a 2017 Chevy Impala, driven by a 65-year-old Harbor Beach resident, collided with a Ford Edge, driven by another Harbor Beach native. The collision resulted in injuries, with the Ford Edge's driver requiring transportation to McLaren ER for treatment. Both drivers and a 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman, a passenger in one of the vehicles, received medical attention from Central Huron Ambulance at the scene before being discharged. Authorities suspect alcohol may have played a role in the crash, prompting an ongoing investigation by the Bad Axe Police Department to ascertain further details. As inquiries continue, officials stress the importance of caution and responsible behavior on the roads to prevent similar incidences in the future. And in an effort to promote safety awareness among students, the Huron County Tech Center is gearing up for a pivotal event. Led by Ryan Schwartz, instructor for the Huron Area Technical Center Law and Public Safety Program, the event will feature two mock drunk driving crashes at the Tech Center's parking lot at 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. The primary objective is to impress upon students the sobering reality of drunk driving, potentially deterring them from making dangerous decisions during prom season festivities. By witnessing the aftermath of these simulated crashes, students will gain firsthand insight into the potential devastation caused by impaired driving. Moreover, the event will provide crucial training for hospital staff, dispatchers, and emergency enforcement personnel, including the arrival of flight care at 12:30 p.m. for a training session. Through realistic scenarios, they can enhance their preparedness and response capabilities, ensuring swift and effective action in real-life situations. For those in the vicinity west of Bad Axe on Thursday between 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., if you see emergency vehicles or hear sirens or the flight care helicopter tomorrow at the tech center, do not be alarmed. It is just a drill. And spring signals a return of motorcyclists to Michigan's roads, but safety remains paramount. Beta Michigan urges drivers to look twice to save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere, especially at intersections where crashes often occur. Motorcyclists must ensure they have cycle endorsement on their driver's license, with affordable training available through motorcycle basic public classes. President of the Abate emphasizes the importance of training, as unendorsed motorcyclists are overrepresented in crashes. State police data supports this, showing increased fatalities among endorsed riders. However, legislative changes complicate matters. Michigan Senate Bill 1 grants auto insurance coverage choice, but a clause leaves a motorcyclist vulnerable to car drivers' insurance selections. Abate vows to address this discrepancy with the Michigan legislature. As riders and drivers embrace the spring season, let's prioritize safety and mutual respect on the road for a smooth riding experience for all. And remember, look twice to save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebring. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Seaboyne. 989-704-3409. 989-704-3409.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Donald Trump will use a one-day break from his hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits on Wednesday come a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Merchant has said that if Trump continued to violate his orders, he will impose an incarceratory punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as a presumptive Republican nominee while also fighting felony charges in New York. Trump will be at the airport in Freeland, Michigan this afternoon. And classes have been canceled at the University of California, Los Angeles. UCLA announced a class cancellation Wednesday on social media site X. The clashes at UCLA took place around a tent encampment built by pro-Palestinian protesters. Counter-protesters tried to pull down a line of parade barricades, plywood, and wooden pallets at the edge of the camp. And a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson is now proposing paying approximately $6.48 billion over 25 years as part of a settlement in the U.S. to cover allegations that its baby powder containing talc caused ovarian cancer. J&J said that the reorganization plan for the subsidiary that was being announced on Wednesday was significantly different from the previous reorganization that was announced. Those differences include a three-month solicitation period during which ovarian claimants can vote for or against the plan. This is something that was denied in prior bankruptcy cases, the company said. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Seaboyne. For all of your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Seaboyne across from Luke's Market.